Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Democratic presidential ticket for the November election is set. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate, making her the first black woman to be named to a major party's ticket for a presidential election. Harris, who was born to a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, is also making history as the first major South Asian American candidate to run in the general election. Social media sites are already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Biden and Harris have a long friendship going back to the days when she was California Attorney General. At the same time, Biden's late son, Beau Biden, was Attorney General in Delaware. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech next Wednesday at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday, federal government will own these vaccine doses. We're buying them. Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. President said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved, and up to 500 million later on. Via remote,